Hi. Over the next month, students will be returning to their colleges and universities all across the United States. And this time, they may see that they have a new form to fill out. It's called an informed consent waiver form. And what it basically says is that if the student gets COVID-19 while at school, they're not going to sue the school. Now, don't be surprised about this form. We see many types of waivers pertaining to informed consent in many activities. And what it basically means is this, that you're waiving your right to sue because of a danger that's inherent in the activity and is foreseeable. Let me give you an example. When you go skiing, you waive your right to sue the resort if, as you're skiing, you break your leg or you ski into a tree or another skier hits you. Why? Because that is a danger that is inherent in the activity and it's foreseeable. Here's what you don't waive, though. While you're on the lift, if it breaks and you fall 100 feet, you can still sue the ski resort. Why? Because it's not foreseeable that the ski lift would be in such disrepair that it breaks. The ski resort was negligent in its maintenance of that chairlift. So you can still sue them. So when you go to the university or college and you fill out one of these forms, know that if you get COVID-19, you can't sue the school. But if the school lies about a COVID-19 outbreak, or lies about an outbreak in a particular dorm, or doesn't inform students that there is an outbreak on campus, you can still have a cause of action in that respect. Why? Because it's not an inherent danger that a school would lie. It's not foreseeable that a school would cover up a pathogen on campus. So don't be surprised with these forms. Please read them and be knowledgeable about them.